Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is your host of Totally Healed Radio, Prophetess Angel. And we are having some technical difficulties this morning, but we are going on anyway. How are y'all this morning? I apologize to all my listeners. I'm not really sure what's happening this morning, but we're going to go on anyhow. It's not nothing going to stop us this morning, y'all. We're still going to go on with our show. We have a great guest coming on to talk to you about health and wellness. And he has was born with sickle cell, but I tell you, through his health and wellness program, he is living well and not being bogged down by sickle cell. So, you know, y'all have heard my testimony many times of my healing. And we're going to believe God for someone else's healing on this morning. Amen. And so as we get ready to bring on TJ, you know, I had the opportunity to spend some time with him and our conference on last week. And I tell you, it was such a blessing. I was glad to see him another year. And, you know, just to have somebody, you know, that you can relate to in this walk that we're in right now is a blessing because, you know, everybody, a lot of times when I tell them I was healed from sickle cell and incurable disease, people don't necessarily believe that. But we know it to be true, you know. So we're grateful to God for everything that he's doing, everything that he's done, everything that he's going to do in the future. I got a call this morning of a, you know, and prayed for a young man, 21 years old. I want y'all to keep Tyler in your prayers and know that God is with him, you know, just like he healed me. He can heal Tyler or any of you that are listening, and not just from sickle cell, from any disease. God is a healer. His blood heals. You know, he's given us certain foods. He's given us herbs. He's given us many things that, you know, can come with healing. You know, some people have gone through the bone marrow transplant. Some people have went other routes, you know, but I'm for the natural route. And I know that God has given us certain foods to eat, water to drink, and different things that brings about healing. But I believe in the blood of Jesus first, being our healer, because by his stripes we were healed. So I'm excited to be here this morning. We're waiting for our guest to join us. And I tell you, I'm so grateful to him for coming and joining us this morning. And so I'm just glad to be with y'all this morning. I get excited every time it's time to have this show. And I'm telling you, for the last 2 weeks, it must be anointing on this show, because I tell you, it seems like something goes on every week to try to stop me. And even the time I believe, at 11 a.m. Don't know what's happening on Saturday morning at 11 a.m., but I believe even the time was ordained by God, because I've often thought about changing the time that I do the show. And I will leave it as is until God gives me clearance otherwise. And I tell you, you know, it's just such a blessing. You know, I get excited. I love coming before you guys every Saturday morning to, you know, minister to you guys about healing, because God does want to heal you. Some of you may be listening, you know, online through your computer. Some of you may be listening through over the telephone, you know. You're welcome. If you want to call in, you can call in at 929-472-1178. So call, if you like to call in and speak with us, it's 929-477-2178. Maybe you have a story of healing while we wait on our guests. Maybe, you know, God has done some things in your life that you want to talk about. You know, it won't, maybe you want to, you know, attest to our listeners that, hey, yes, God is a healer. And I know it firsthand, because he healed me from this and he healed me from that. You know, my testimony is not just of sickle cell, but also of cancer. And so, you know, I'm grateful to the Lord for his healing power flowing in my life in such a way. I just came out with a journal called Journaling Through Your Healing, and each page has a scripture on it. And I tell you, as you declare these and healing over your body every day, you will be amazed at God and how he works and how he moves. I tell you, he's such an awesome God. He's such an amazing God. There's nothing and nobody like him. Nobody can do it like he does. And so I'm just excited this morning. I get excited every time I get a call, you know, that somebody is interested in the work that I do with Totally Heal Production, somebody interested in me coming to speak, or somebody's interested in me praying for someone or coming to the hospital. That's when I get most excited, because, you know, I won't be satisfied until I hear other healing testimonies from sickle cell disease, not just my own. But I'm happy about hearing other people's testimony. I came to this community so that they can have hope, health, and healing. And so I'm not going to be satisfied until I see people walking in their total healing. And God, you can do it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I know. I don't care how old you are. You can change the way you eat. You can change the way you think. You can change it all for the glory of God. I'm telling you, trust me when I tell you that God wants you healed. He wants to heal you. He wants to heal you. He wants to heal you. And because he wants to heal you, he brought me to in so I could talk to you about healing. He brought me in so I can be a living testimony of your healing. So, you know, many people preach it and teach, oh, God can heal you. He can heal you. But then they don't really know it firsthand that he can really do it and he will really do it. But I know firsthand, not only can he, I know firsthand that he will. And so if you're wrong and you want to tell your story about, you know, sickle cell and your family or healing, you know, from the, cause I'm still waiting on my guests. So I'm taking some call in, dial one, and I'll bring you on the call with me so you can talk. You know, we want to share on today. We got time. You know, it doesn't have to just be me talking. So I want somebody else to share with us as far as their healing and what they've gone through and how God has healed them this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm not sure what the delay with Mr. TJ, but he has not called in as of yet. So we're waiting on him.
See, this is the problem we're going to have. This is the only thing probably we're going to have with our office. I don't be messaging about on Instagram.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Could you not hear me at all this time?
No, I couldn't hear you at all.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for calling in. We had some technical difficulties this morning, and so I'm calling in from my phone instead of my computer. So we're running the show from a different format, but I thank you, man of God, you know, for calling in. And
I said, no problem. I'm happy to call in.
Yes, sir. We just talking about total healing this morning, and we're waiting for our guest. He has not arrived yet. Do you have a healing testimony you want to share with us this morning?
No, not really. I was just calling in because actually I have a sister. As I told you before, that sickle cell it runs in my family, and so I have an auntie who passed from it. I have a cousin whom you met this last past week who has it, and a sister. And one thing that I can talk about relates to healing. A couple years ago, I was at church when I was still in Dallas, and a friend of mine, this is a prayer request. And I'm not gonna lie, when he first told me that, I didn't believe it. It just kind of went over my head. It was exciting, but I just didn't give thought to it. And he's like, somebody in here has a family member that's close to him who has sickle cell, or I think he said a sister or something. And I was the only one. My sister had it. He told me my sister will be healed from sickle cell. So I guess you could say it's more of a prayer request. At the time, I didn't think. I'm like, yeah, you know, I guess my faith wasn't there because I never just gave thought of it. But then hearing your testimony about you being healed from sickle cell, I was like, now I have more confidence in believing that it can come, you know, because like I said, it's a thing. In my family, I have the trait of it, but it doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me. I have hemoglobin CC. So, but basically, you know, I would like to see her and everybody heal from it, you know. So that's basically where I'm at with.
Amen. What's your sister's name?
Kiana Sykes.
Kiana. And I tell Kiana. You, we're going to pray about Kiana in a moment. And I'm so glad that you shared that with me. Because, and if you don't mind, I'm going to keep you on whipping. You can co-host with me for a little while until our guest joins. Not sure where he is this morning, but I spoke to him on yesterday, and he said he'll be here. But I tell you, most people don't, in the sickle cell community, when I tell them I've been healed, it's, you know, really, really hard to believe. And so what I was saying when you couldn't hear me was, God sent me to this community to bring them health, hope, and healing. When I first started out advocating for the sickle cell community, my slogan was, this pain is for real. Because I understood that people did not understand how much pain those people really suffer with. Someone called me before my show this morning, and I prayed for a young man about 21 years old that's suffering with sickle cell and going through, you know, a lot of pain. I mean, these people want to give up. A lot of them have died young, and not because they had to die, you know what I'm saying, but because they didn't know nothing else. They didn't know another way. And so one of the first things that we have to do, Pastor Sykes, is renew their mind. Like, we got to speak life into their atmosphere, because if you've been all your life through doctors, nurses, the textbooks, and through everybody that, you know, that you're going to die from this disease, then that's what you're going to believe.
Yes.
We believe the Lord. We believe that Jesus shed his blood over 2,000 years ago, and by his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
That we were healed. So that means we're healed already. So what I want to do with the sickle cell community is to bring them into the knowledge that God already did something for you. All you got to do is accept it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Accept sitting under our spiritual mom, Apostle Zoe, over 5 years uh-huh. ago. Then my healing began to manifest.
Wow.
And I was sharing. Wow. I just put out a journal. And in that journal, you know, it's called Journal Through Your Healing. And every blank page has a scripture on it. And so I want mm-hmm. people to get their journal and begin to declare those scriptures over their life and watch that healing manifest on a daily basis.
Amen.
It might not happen, you know, overnight, you know, but I know for firsthand that a lot of these medications and stuff that they're giving people, they're toxic.
Yes.
So that's the reason I'm so excited about TJ coming on, because he found a way to live well, being born with himself, through herbs and everything. So
wow.
I'm grateful to God for that.
Yes.
And so,
amen.
You know, that he has really, you know, begin to give people vision and begin to let people understand that he has made herbs, he made foods. You know, there are foods that will heal us. You know, matter of fact, our bodies can heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to know that. I mean, I started feeling better as soon as I got off the medication.
Wow.
Even before, you know, I know God was healing me, but just being detoxed from all those pain medication, I started feeling better. Drinking more water, because we have a bad habit of not drinking water. I know I did. I had a very, very bad habit. I was addicted to Coca-Cola. I was doing everything except for what the right thing to do, what I should have been doing in order for my health. And just drinking on water alone, I begin to feel more life come into me. So in my children's book, Educate on Sickle Cell, I teach them about healthy eating. Because when you are, when you're a child, if you teach a child at a young age to drink water and to eat healthy, then they won't have all the bad habits that they're trying to get rid of. You understand what I'm saying?
At,
you know, 30, 40 years old. Because they never was raised doing all those things.
Yeah, yes.
So we want to start with the youth. We want to start teaching them while they're young. Drink water. You know, put the Kool-Aid down, put the sodas down, drink some water. Drink, you know, it's okay to drink some juice, but even some juices have a lot of sugar in it. And so we have to educate ourselves and educate one another to do better and to live healthy, because yes, our spirits will live forever, but this body, we have to take care of this temple that God gave us to live in.
Yes.
Glory to God. So what's your sister's name again, Pastor?
Kiana Sykes.
Father God, now in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise for Kiana. Father, we thank you that her body is at ease now and not diseased. That she shall and she will walk in total healing. That she shall live and not die to declare the work of the Lord. That by your stripes that she is already healed. That she will be a living testimony like myself for the sickle cell community, Father God. God, I thank you for renewing her mind right now, Father God, and just turning it around, God. And causing her to be a believer, increasing her faith, increasing her wisdom and her understanding. I thank you for restoring and renewing her blood cells, her veins, her body, from all the damage that sickle cell has done, from the IV, Father God, from the foot, God, from the blood transfusion, God. Thank you for cleansing her blood now. I thank you for making every sickle cell whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for raising her hemoglobin to normal level, Father God. We thank you for her red blood cells being in normal range. We thank you for her white blood cells being in normal range right now, Father God. We thank you for bringing balance back to her body. We thank you that her body, in the mighty name of Jesus, is lining up with the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that is lining up with the word of God. That is lining up with the word of God. That is lying, is happening in her body right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we send the word to her, wherever she is, Father God, that at this very moment, that she will feel the presence of the God of God right now. The healing power will flow in her room wherever she is, Father God. We send the healing angels now. We wake up her angels now to begin to engage in spiritual warfare on her behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call it done. We thank you for her brother standing in the gap for her. We thank you for building his faith and increasing his faith, Father God, and making a believer out of him, Father God, and let him witness the healing of his sister. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Man of God.
Thank you.
It's done. We look for a good report from your sister.
Definitely.
From this day forward.
Amen.
Just keep encouraging her. Keep encouraging her to move forward. Just keep, even if it's sharing my testimony, because there was a time I couldn't have did this radio show because I wasn't, I couldn't get up to bed by a certain time, you know, just tired, didn't want to do anything. See, all drugs, even prescription drugs, have a spirit. And pain have an antisocial spirit. They don't want you to be around nobody. They want you to miss every family event, every function. And see, we dispel all darkness this morning.
Amen.
And if you're listening, we want you healed. God wants you healed. He didn't die on, Jesus didn't die on the cross for you to still be sick. There's no sickness and disease in the kingdom of God. There's no sickness or disease in the kingdom of God. With God, all things are possible. If you just joined us and you would like to be live on the show, please press 1. And we will bring you on. We're waiting on our guests to come in this morning, but we're taking healing testimonies or any thing that you would like to say. It doesn't have to be about sickle cell. It can be about healing in any area of your life. This show is called Totally Healed. Pastor Sykes, while I still have you on, can I ask you one question?
Yes, go ahead.
What does total healing mean to you?
Total healing means to me is that our, you know, one thing we had on a prayer call.
I can barely hear you.
Hold on, I'm gonna put you on. I gotta speak. One thing about we had you know, the prayer call this past week, and total healing means to me is it's already done with Jesus. You know, as soon as he died on the cross. You know, as soon as we came into Christ, as soon as at the beginning it was already done. Total healing to me means that even while we're going through it, even when we don't see the physical, you know, the tangible healing, we're already healed. That's what it means to me. You know, Jesus said, you believe not because you ask not. And then and actually in another scripture, he says, believe that you receive. Believe that you already receive what you're asking for, the healing. And for me, it's all healing. Always meant that I am healed before I naturally or physically feel and notice the healing. You know, we tend to look at healing as well, he touched my back. Now all of my back is better. But like you said, over a 5-year period, I believe that soon as we prayed for the healing, that's when the total healing took place. Like you said, the renewing and the changing of your mind. My sister told me yesterday, it's funny that I'm on a call now. She told me we was talking about a completely different topic, and she was talking about a will. And she said, yeah, my will. She said, because the sickle cell is serious. And that let me know that her mind, her process, her thinking is already in a bad place. So we have to, for her to get total healing, soon as she changed her mind and said, hey, I'm going to beat sickle cell, that's when the total healing takes place. Because right now, that's when the total healing takes place. And yes, and it's so true, because it kind of hurt me when she said that, because it's like she got the wrong idea. And the total healing can't take place until she say, you know what, I don't need no will for that. You know, I'm going to be healed. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be next week. Total healing takes place. Oh my God. The total healing takes place as soon as she's saved, regardless if she gets sick right after she's saved, regardless if she gets sick a minute after she say, hey, I'm going to be healed from this. The total healing takes place. My wife, my brother-in-law, just recently was completely healed from cancer. Completely healed from cancer. A couple of months ago, some months ago, he was diagnosed with cancer and everything. The total healing took place as soon as my wife and us started praying and decreeing and declaring that he will be healed. The green declaring, we didn't know what was going on. She was crying, and we just started praying. And today, he's cancer-free. Nothing. It's all gone. But the total—I believe that if we didn't believe, if we didn't pray, if we didn't decree and declare it, and believe for total healing, and he wouldn't be in this position right now. We have to believe that we received it already. And for me, that's what total healing means.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, it does. Glory to God. I'm excited right now. I am excited right now because I got off, you know, I was healed from cancer. I've lived with one kidney for almost 15 years, man. Never had radiation, never had chemo, never had dialysis. You know, and I give God glory and I give him praise for that. I am a living testimony. So I believe you when you tell me your uncle or your cousin or anybody was healed from cancer. You know, it's done. It's all. See, that's all we got to do is change our mind. That's something we got to repeat. Because guess what? It's already done. It's done right now. It's already done. It was done over 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary. The healing was done then. We just got to wake up and realize that already healed. As soon as you make that declaration to yourself and you begin to talk healed and walk healed and pray healed.
I was like, yes.
And you need a healing in your body. We're right here to pray for you. Good morning. You just tuned in to Totally Heal Radio. The last four, your number is 8717. You are on the air. Good morning. Your number is 404-781-8717. You are on the air.
Oh, this is Pastor Sykes. That's me.
You called from another number. Okay, yes, sir. Okay.
I don't know how that happened yet. I had called two different times. I don't know if that's the reason why.
Yes, sir. I thought somebody else was calling in. But I tell you, I sure appreciate you this morning because, like I said, you know, it doesn't matter how many people call in. You know, this show is taped, so you can always replay it. We want people to hear healing, period. We want them to know that they can be healed. You know, that's what this show is all about. It's about, you know, healing testimonies. We want people to you know, tell their healing testimony so others will have hope, so others will believe no matter what, no matter what the doctors have said, the nurses or your family, whoever has said, that healing is more than possible. Healing is. Glory to God. God just gave me that. Healing is. Whether you
healing
believe
is.
It or not, it is. You know how people say it is, but it is. Well, it is. Healing is. It's already there. You have to accept it. You have to believe it. You just have to receive it. Already there.
Yeah.
And it's flowing.
Yep.
God didn't shed his blood for nothing. For this format, you know, and we get ready to take it to television so people will be able to see, lay eyes on these people as they tell their testimony of healing. That is real. And so sickle cell is a rare disease, and it's also a disease that they say is incurable. The doctors will tell you ain't nothing, you know, at some point, nothing we can do for you.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
No more pain medicine. No more this. I went to a conference 1 year in Washington. We went to Washington. And the next year, one young man, I just had met him. And the next year, he was gone. 24, 25 years old. And that just hurt my heart because you don't have to die. You don't have to die. You can live, and you can live life more abundantly. I went from not being able to get out of my bed and not being able to hold a job to driving for Uber to my own foundation, to creating character, cartoon characters. Who does that?
Wow.
To be an author, a singer-songwriter. Nobody can tell you what you cannot do. You can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen you. And I'm looking for other warriors to stand up and be counted and to give your testimony and to tell God, tell people about the goodness of the Lord, to share what God has done for you. And I love our witnesses. See, there are people out there who can attest that they was there. They remember when I couldn't get out of bed. They remember when they couldn't call me before 12 o'clock. They remember when I was in the hospital every month.
Wow.
Every month, get out, and then 2 weeks later, back in there.
Yes.
So this is real. You know what I'm saying? When you can be a real witness, there's a difference. It's a whole other story. When you're telling somebody you've been healed, but nobody ever seen you sick. Nobody knows. Mm. But I am originally from Atlanta, Georgia. So not only does my family live here, my high school friends, people, you know, my children are here. I have eyewitnesses to the healing that is real. See, I wasn't back there when Jesus died on that cross, but I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But God, the word already tells us some people ain't going to believe it until they see it with their own eyes. So for those people, we are here. We're here. We're here to let you know that you can be healed from whatever. If you listening, listen, I don't care what it is, sickle cell, lupus, diabetes, cancer, and the list goes on, cystic fibrosis, fibromyalgia, you know, so many things that people are dealing with. Like I said, he'll heal you from poverty. God wants to give you a better life. He don't want you to just live. He don't want you to just exist. He wants you to live life more abundantly. He wants you to enjoy this life. He wants you to glorify him and worship him and praise him with this life. He wants you to live out your purpose and your destiny in this life. Every person was born with a talent and a gift. And he wants you to use it for his glory. For his glory. That's living. That's real living. When you find your purpose, when you find your destiny, you're going to begin to feel like you never lived before. That's a healing within itself. Because so many people walk around in darkness. So many people walk around not knowing where to go, what to do next. But when you can find your purpose, when you can find your destiny, when you can find out what God placed you on this earth for and begin to walk in it and do it, that's healing. And yes, there will be some things that come and try to stop you. And then God will heal you from that too. Domestic violence. You can be healed from domestic violence. That's only a tactic, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We were created to bless his holy name. And I'm not sure what happened to our guest this morning, but I can tell you this much. With me, it's all about the kingdom. It's all about God's divine will being done in the earth. And we're here to do it. I guess, Pastor Sykes, I guess you were supposed to be my guest this morning. I guess this was for you.
Amen.
So I'm so glad that you, you know, spoke up this morning, because I'm with you. I want to see your sister healed, man. And I know that you will be an eyewitness to the healing. Don't you want to be an eyewitness for Jesus?
Indeed, yes, I do.
You know, so many people are eyewitness, you know, want to be on eyewitness news, but I want to be an eyewitness for Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And when we go and we get lost souls and we bring them into the kingdom, and we've seen these people smoke, you know, and people use smoking and drinking a lot, but there are so many sins, you know, ways of living out there that, you know, you got some people out there, if they don't get it right, gonna bust hell wide open and they ain't never drink or smoked in their life.
Hey, that's so true. Mm-hmm.
You know, but you might have a way of living your life that does not glorify the master. The Bible says there's a way to think right to a man, but the end thereof leads to destruction. You don't have to self-destruct. There is a better way. There is another way. I remember growing up, there was a song that we used to sing, "You can be healed according to your faith." It's according to you, how you believe. You know why most people, you know, die? Now, don't get me wrong, there are sometimes people die that don't want to die. But your belief system has a lot to do with, and your faith has a lot to do with everything. The Bible says, build up your most holy faith praying in the Holy Ghost. You got to build your faith up. Pastor Sykes said this morning he had to build his faith up to believe that, you know what, my sister can be healed. And it took another person to come and share. That's why we testify.
Amen. That's so true.
Testify so that somebody else can grab hold of them. Somebody else can grab hold of faith and believe. And so if I don't reach but one person each week on this radio show weekly, guess what? I have, the Bible says that the heavens rejoice over one soul. So I will rejoice over one healing. If it's one healing at a time, that's all right with me. I just want to see your sister heal. I want to see your cousin heal. It wasn't by chance or coincidence that we shared a hotel room on last week. Me not even knowing that was your cousin. When you know what God let me know, Pastor Sykes, he let me know I'm walking in my purpose.
Amen. Wow.
I'm right where God wants me to be. Because it's all lining up. It's all coming together.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a family member out there that's suffering any sickness or disease, you can reach us on Facebook as Angel Henderson. We have a page, Totally Healed Production, that you can reach us on that page for prayer, for healing, whatever it is. If you have a testimony you want to share, not just about sickle cell, about any type of healing that you've gone through in your life, and you want to be a guest on this show, contact us. Because God
will.
Is in the healing business. He have not stopped healing. He's healing all. We just got to learn to accept it. And I'm just believing God this morning that this broadcast is going to change somebody's mind. It's going to change somebody's mindset, and they're going to begin to believe again. Can we believe for them to believe again, Pastor Sykes?
Excuse me?
I said, can we believe for them to believe again?
Yes, amen.
Yeah. Somebody has given up hope. You know, my slogan is serving you help, hope, and healing. So I want to give somebody hope this morning. I'm the voice of hope. You can be healed. You can be healed. And you know what? A lot of people say, according to your faith, and that's true too. You can be made whole. But you can also stand in the gap for somebody that might not have enough faith to believe right now. And God will still make a believer out of them. And I'm believing him to do it. So our guest, for whatever reason, has not joined us yet this morning. But we give God glory and praise anyway. We pray that you guys have been blessed by what you heard this morning. And like I said, I'm looking, I'm expecting healing. I'm expecting healing through this broadcast on today to take place around the world, not just here, because we know that the Spirit of the Lord travels and that others will be healed. Begin to hear testimonies of healing. Pastor Sykes, if you can put your mouth to the phone, can you pray us out?
Yes. All right. Father God, we just thank you right now for this time, Lord, for this awesome woman of God and doing the mission and completing the mission and walking out the mission that you have for her, Lord God. We give you thanks for your healing right now, Lord God, because at the beginning, it was already done. The healing is already out. And everybody that's under the voice, can hear our voice, Lord God, the ears that's under our voice, we just pray for healing over them, anybody in their situation. Father God, we know that you are a healer. Your word says that you were beaten, you were bruised by your stripes. We are healed. We pray for anybody for the changing of their mind, because we know most of the battle is just the changing of how we think, Father God. How we think, Father God, that sickle cell can't be healed. We think that cancer can't be healed. We believe that it can't be healed. But right now, so I pray for the healing of the mind by itself, for the healing of the mind, that people start to believe that you are still a healer. You would never stop being a healer, Father God. I pray for everyone that can hear my voice, Father God, right now, that you just encourage them, Lord God, that you give them strength, and that you just change their mind and know that they believe that they received it already, even to the physical manifestation show, even before it shows, that they are already healed, Father God, as far as sickle cell, cancer, abuse, anything that anybody needs to be healed from, Father God. We pray for it, and we believe in it in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Let your will be done, Lord God, and let you get the glory, Father God. I believe right now, as anybody who hears this, even when they hear the re-recording, that folks is going to start getting healed just by listening to this prayer, Father God. I call down your fire. I call down your healing, not by my strength, Father God, but by who you are, Yahweh, the name of the Lord, it shall live forever. By your power, we will be healed, Father God, in our mind, in our body, Lord God, in our finances. In the name of Jesus, we believe it. This phone call is not by mistake. Me being on this phone is not by mistake, Father God, and I believe that you have a will, and your will be done. In the name of Jesus, let you get the glory from it. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In your mighty name, she under it about second. Yes, God. Yes, God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, it is done, and it is so.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Not by chance or coincidence.
I feel that so strong in my spirit right now. It's not because I was just calling in to listen and just to listen in and to support, and then I was calling in to support. I really feel like it's a reason why, and no shade or anything to the guests that didn't make it on, but I think this is all ordained by God. I feel the fire. I really do. 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 And I just pray for even if it's this one person that hears this phone call, this show right now, that healing is going to take place with them, with anybody that they're standing in the gap for and grieving with. I believe in the name of Jesus right now. I know in the name of Jesus right now that this was ordained, hallelujah, by God. It's not by mistake that you shared rooms with my cousin. Oh, my God. And it's not. All this is, it's just ordained in a perfect way of God, and I just give them thanks right now for in the name of Jesus. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
Oh,
glory to
God.
Thank you. No, it's not by chance or coincidence, because my guest did not call in today. Didn't show up. But you here.
Wow.
That's not coincidental. That's not by chance. That my Nikita that outside. It's not by chance that this morning, before the show even started, I got a call about a young man who had sickle cell. I took out time to pray for.
Wow.
So we're getting ready. Monday, the We're getting ready to see a move of God for the sickle cell community. And I'm telling you, healing, healing after healing after healing in the disease community, period. Because God showed me some years ago, long before I ever knew I would do totally healed. Hospitals because of the healing power of being in operation. Because if you ain't got the sick folk, then you don't need no hospital. So I believe God on today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to move on. Good God Almighty. Thank you for that prayer, brother. Good God Almighty.
Oh,
God is able to do exceedingly and above all we can ask of. And even when we don't realize God got our back. He's already in control. See, I didn't know you were going to be my guest this morning, but God did. So he set it up yesterday, right?
Amen. Amen. He set it up. It's just funny. I just love the way God moves.
So I'm going to play my new single, Walking in My Healing. And y'all be blessed and know that I love you with the love of God. And I am praying for your total healing in every area of your life. Be blessed. Walking in My Healing is on iTunes. It's on Google Play stores. And I actually have hard copies if you want to get a copy. And be blessed. Love you guys. Have a blessed Super Saturday. tuning in today. Thank you, Pastor Sykes, for being our very special guest. And I promise you, when you listen to the replay, you're going to be completely, utterly blessed by the prayers that have gone on for the sick, the disease community, the rare community. I want to thank my sponsors on this morning, Ms. Cheryl Board of the Nonprofit Consortium. Thank you so much. And I want to thank Prophet Van Wilson. We give God glory for them. And thank you because they helped me make this happen every Saturday at 11 a.m. I want y'all to be blessed. I want y'all to be encouraged. I want y'all to grab hold of hope and believe and know that you can be healed, that you are already healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you so much. I give God praise and glory because he's just amazing. And you know what? We're going to do an extended version. We might do an extended version of our show. So we want y'all to just stay tuned in for us while we have Mr. TJ join us in one moment here. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for, you know, everything happened for a purpose and a reason. And we think that, you know, I believe and know that that purpose this morning was for Mr. Sykes to be on, for him to be encouraged, for him to hold on, you know, to hope for his cousin and for his family and for him to know. And also for him, his prayers and everything to be an encouragement to you guys, to the listeners, because, you know, we are a family. And so, you know, one person, you know, can't do it at all. It might be something that he is saying, you know, that I might not say. He might pray some things in the prayer that I didn't pray. And so we're just grateful to God for him being in position this morning. And we're thankful. And so if we're going to see about extending the show for TJ to call in. And if he's going to call in, then we'll extend the show a little bit this morning. Amen, amen. We do have him on the call. So let's get him in here. Good morning, Mr. TJ.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on tune with Tony Hill. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I need you to speak more into the phone because I can barely hear you. This is TJ, correct?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to try to put in my headphones. I'll see if those work better. One second.
Say that again.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's a whole lot better. How are you? Well, it's afternoon now.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I had a late start. My back was bothering me, so I kind of lost track of time.
You know, we had another guest. We just, you know, just went on in, and we had another speaker to come on, and he prayed with us, and we prayed for his sister that had sickle cell. But I'm glad that you're here now. And I don't mind extending this show for you because there are a lot of people out there, TJ, they need your help. So if you could just, I don't know if you're on speakerphone, but if you on just regular, talk as loud as you can because I want people to be able to hear what you have to say about how you took sickle cell by the horns and you came up with sickle cell because I'm in contact with people with and I know it's because of the position that I sit as advocate and all that I do and people see. But I want to I was healed, you know, by the blood of Jesus. But you are healed through herbs and all the different other things that God has taught you concerning healing. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I mean, I wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for certain things that I've read and adapted into my lifestyle.
Sir?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah. I can hear
you.
Did
you hear what I just said? Or no? Oh, I don't know why the connection seems to be bad. My bars are all the way up.
Say it one more time.
Well,
come forward.
Okay, so basically, I wouldn't be alive today. Doctors have wrote me off at least twice, and it was just certain things that I've adapted that helped me stay alive.
But you're still here.
Yep.
I was sharing a little bit about you earlier, and I was letting them know. How old are you now, TJ?
28.
And you have a 4-year-old son, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And at some point in your life, you didn't think that was possible, right?
Yeah, they told me that was impossible.
It was impossible for you to have children, but now you have a beautiful son. And we just thank God and are so grateful, you know, for that testimony. That's healing within itself, because there's so many people out there that want to have children that can't. And so your testimony lets them know not only can you have children, but, you know, the doctor can give up on you. They can write you off. They can tell you no. And God said yes. So I want you to tell them about your health and wellness program, how that came about, how you began to create this program for people born with sickle cell.
Yeah. Okay. So back in around 2009, in the year 2009, I got my spleen taken out. I mean, I got my gallbladder taken out. I got my spleen taken out when I was 2 years old. So after getting my gallbladder taken out at the age of 19, my health was at the lowest it possibly could be. I was always sick. I was always experiencing stomach pain and just pain from sickle cell. I had severe iron overload. I was, like, in and out of the hospital. I was either sick in the hospital or sick in bed. And that was around the time doctors were secretly telling my mom to just get ready for me to, you know, pass on. And then I just started researching things that would treat my sickle cell other than medication, because doctors were also saying that they're running out of options. There's nothing that they could find to basically help me. Like, I've tried everything in the book, you know. So just that being said, I kind of just started trying to look for other options, because I was just always someone that never really took no for an answer. So that's how I started researching different things, helping myself recover from. I was out of the hospital for like 3 months at a time the first time, and that was like odd, because I was literally always in the hospital. I was always sick, and everyone, they made like a big deal out of it, and it made me realize that I could maybe try more things to incorporate into my lifestyle that helped me feel better. And I just started progressively cutting things out and adding things, and I just became a research junkie. I just started reading a lot and being very vocal about my research and, like, you know, what I've read and what's worked for me. And then I decided to start a nonprofit to help people with sickle cell and just share general information about wellness and holistic treatment.
Have your treatment helped others?
Yeah. I've helped several people. I mean, I probably don't even know the amount of people I've helped with the information. I've had people send me testimonies. I've had people call me, email me, contact me saying that, you know, they feel better because of certain things that I've shared. I've had people tell me that certain graphics and write-ups that I've done, they print it out and put it on their wall, and it helps them a lot. So I've had various people tell me that it's helped them. Based on all the different media, like social media websites we have and stuff like that, we reach at least 20,000 people. And I'd like to think that's more because we're collaborating with other sickle cell organizations as well. We're mentioned in other sickle cell projects. So, yeah.
That's amazing. That's awesome, man.
That is over. Another way. Can you tell our listening audience that are in?
I'm sorry. Could you say that again? The question.
You share with our listening audience some of the, you know, plans that you've created for the sickle cell community through your health and wellness program.
Okay. Well, I have the sickle cell do's and don'ts. Those are things that I've like created to kind of go by on a daily basis. And we visit churches, homes, schools, and hospitals, and we share wellness we do wellness presentations. We may create like wellness baskets or gift packages or care packages, created specific to somebody with sickle cell, and gift it to them, or you know, get someone to sponsor it and send it to them. And we host events like art, like with art, music, like dinner galas. We host events at different restaurants that are into like eating healthy and stuff like that. And, you know, we collaborate with the community to share the information. And then I have a website that I share information on. I also have an Instagram and on Facebook as well. We're always sharing something about a certain wellness topic. So just, and we're also being mentioned, like there's a book called From Sickle Cell Natural Healing that like the back page features me, and it mentions like basically what I went through. And the whole entire book is about ways and different herbs and stuff like that you can use to treat sickle cell. And there's also the book that just came out. It's like a guide to living with sickle cell. It was a collaboration with Sickle Cell 101 and the Sickle Cell Consortium. And I'm sorry.
That's awesome. What in your baskets? If somebody, maybe someone listening, wants to, you know, purchase one of your baskets to donate to someone, what comes in those baskets, and what are the costs?
Okay, so the basket might include a bottle of Healing Blends, which is a herbal supplement made specifically for sickle cell by Dr. Ware. It may also include oil, a topical oil that you may rub on the body for pain. It may include chlorophyll, which is something used to balance the blood count. It builds the red blood count. It's very close to the hemoglobin. The DNA code is very close to the hemoglobin. So when you take it, it's almost like a blood transfusion in a bottle. Usually I suggest people drink it with coconut water or apple juice. I also sent, we've sent like non-toxic, like deodorant and lip balm and like skin stuff and hair cream and stuff like that. So it varies based on what we send.
Wow.
You know, we send stuff specific to people. So some stuff may be like
somebody to sponsor them.
Yes. Sometimes people cover their own stuff. We get it sponsored, or the organization will pay for it, and we will send it off to them. And we've also hosted fundraisers.
To, you know,
I'm sorry,
sponsor. I said, what would it cost if one of our listeners wanted to sponsor one?
As little as $50, I would say can go far. It can definitely go far. So that would be something that it would be like I could get a lot of different products with that. I could probably get something for inflammation. I can get something specific for sickle cell. I can get something that would build the blood. I can get something topical for the body. So I'll be able to get a lot in a package like that. The packages that we do locally here will include a lot more because, you know, you can't like ship vegetables to people. So in our community, we've given away baskets with like actual food, you know, like a whole list of, like a whole grocery list of food and stuff like that.
That's amazing, man. That is amazing. So let me ask you this. When is the last time to this new way of living? You've been doing this for how long now?
I've been doing this since 2010. I've been okay. I started my advocacy, I would say, around 2010.
Okay. And when is the last time you've been in the hospital for a sickle cell crisis since you've been living this way?
Well, my sickle cell case is very serious. I haven't been admitted in a while, but I do, since I've also gotten in car accidents, which have, like, really damaged my spine. When doctors look at my spine, they say they want to do surgery, but I kind of want to hold off on that. Just for the simple fact that when I start doing surgery, I'm going to have to be doing a lot more surgery. So just from the car accidents, my back is damaged. So I do visit the hospital more than I like. I feel like if my back wasn't damaged, I wouldn't visit the hospital as much because for the most part, I have my sickle cell under control. Like usually traveling very hard on me. The winter is very hard on me, and those usually trigger my sickle cell. Sometimes not sleeping well triggers my sickle cell, but I haven't really been getting sick because of my sickle cell.
Praise God. But so you stayed, I know you said at one point you stayed out of the hospital for 3 months. What's the longest you stayed out?
Oh, well, I've stayed out of the hospital for several months to like almost a year as far as like maybe a visit to the ER. But as far as admission goes, I've done that. I mean, based on how I was in the hospital. Okay, so before I was in the hospital in a year more times than I could count. Now I could probably say on average I go to the hospital maybe 4 or 5 times a year. I'm probably admitted maybe once or twice a year now. So it's definitely like always getting better by the year.
Yeah, because I went through the same thing. I was in the hospital every month. So I truly understand and speak to your back right now. I mean, because I was in a car accident almost 6 months ago myself, and my vertebrae was broken. So I do understand.
Wow.
You know, in total healing, no pain medicine, nothing. And then I had a really bad accident. And then I began to have pain, you know, in my back, but it wasn't from sickle cell. It was from something else. And so, you know, that is something, you know, totally separate from the sickle cell itself, you know. And so I'm glad that you acknowledged that because a lot of times people will begin to have other situations happen and they blame everything on sickle cell.
Yeah, well, at first it's crazy because the pain from my back was so intense. I got in like at least 4 rear end car accidents where I was rear ended. And then the beginning of last year, a car hit us head on and wrote the car off. The cops were looking at us crazy. Like, why are we still, like, why, how are they still alive? And, it just, you know, it just jerks my spine all over the place. And in the beginning of like the first accident I think happened in 2007, my back hurt so much that I couldn't really distinct whether it was sickle cell pain or pain from the car accident. But now I can tell because usually the pain from the car accident starts with a tightness or muscle spasms. You know what I mean?
Right. There is a difference. But I tell you.
And I use.
Because I remember being in that accident, you know, the car accident.
such a miracle. You don't want people to be in pain from other things and then be treated.
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying? They got to be able to distinguish, you know, the difference. If there are other things that go along with your body, you know, you got to be able to distinguish the difference. We have talked to my family. She needs to dial back in and ask you any questions. He had family. He's actually the cousin to Miss Sharonda, my roommate at the time. He's her cousin, the founder of the Red Chair Project. And so he was with the on with us before you came on. And so I wondered, did he have any questions that he wanted to maybe ask you, how any information that they can help his sister? Because he has also his cousin, but he also has a sister that was born with sickle cell. And I also want you, TJ, when we get off the call, if you could post some information on, you know, my page or on the Totally Healed Radio Show page, Totally Healed Production page, I would greatly, greatly, you know, appreciate that. And we'll be doing another event because I do music and art events as well, and we'll be doing another one in June. And I would love to have one of your baskets and the information, you know, for the different fruits and vegetables to be able to give out, give to someone at that event in June.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
For you. After Sight?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have any questions for TJ, maybe for your sister or your cousin?
No, basically, he summed everything up. I do want to try to get connected with him about the baskets and, you know, about the fruits and all that type of stuff. So I can pass that on. I know you said you're going to have him post something to your page. Remarkable testimony. I love what you're doing and really fighting and stuff like that. So he basically was summing everything up. I like the idea about the baskets that you give away and all that type of stuff. So I really would like to try to look into that for my sister and my cousin. I know my cousin, she has so – She's very much well plugged in, but my sister is not. And as of right now, she has a lot of stuff that happened, but it hasn't, you know, been that bad just yet. So I want to be able to try to catch that, you know, beforehand and stuff like that. And so I would like to try to get connected with you on it.
That's right. Wonderful. Yeah. Where is she located?
I'm sorry?
Where's your sister located? What state is she in?
She's in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. So
yeah, she's
to
in Dallas.
Her.
Yeah, so hello?
We here.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, yeah. Once I'm able to, I'm going to be able to get a basket and all that type of stuff, if able to send to her and everything, because I know she had crisis not too long ago, said something about a blood fusion. I'm not very knowledgeable about what all that means, but I know we was talking earlier about it's a lot of different fruits and stuff like that, and that type of information I would like to give her. And I know she's not just something simple as water. She loves to drink soda, so all this type of information would be very beneficial. Yeah, she's always in and out just the hospital just with drinking soda. She won't drink water, so this is the type of information that I think she needs, because I believe that, you know, we can believe for healing and to the Lord, but we also have to do our part, because even in the scripture, it tells us, like you said, woman of God, that we have to eat correctly. We have to take care of our temple, and that's the other half of the fight. So I think a lot of that come from ignorance, not knowing what to eat and not knowing how to take care of the body and stuff. So I think what you guys are doing is wonderful.
Yeah, I was once very ignorant.
God said wisdom prolongs life. And so, you know, that's wisdom, and knowledge is power. And but I applaud TJ. You know, he didn't take no answer. You know, no, I'm not going to live. And so he began to research, you know, we even begin to research and find better ways to you know, God wants us to live, and wants to live life more. But I know, you know, one thing is to be living, but it's another thing to be living good and to be living well. And so, you know, God didn't create some vegetables just for us to say, oh, that looks pretty. No. He wants us to eat it. It's health for our body. You know, we serve a wise God. And we are ready to be saved. We're even here. So, he already did something about it. It's already finished. All we have to do is thank him. So thank you, Pastor Dyke. We appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
I'm going to let you pray us out again. But, TJ, please let the people know how they can reach you, how they can get these baskets, you know, how they can get all your information. But tell them your Facebook,
Okay, so you can reach me at my direct website, scnwg.com. That's SCNWG. That's for Sickle Cell Natural Wellness Group, SCNWG.com. My Instagram is TJ_says natural, TJ_says natural. You can reach me those two ways. My Facebook is Facebook.com/SCNWG. You can Google Sickle Cell Natural Wellness Group. You can Google TJ Brown Sickle Cell. You can Google TJ Brown Sickle Cell Natural or something. You'll find pretty much any way to contact me through those ways.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. And we're so honored to have you this morning. We appreciate you. And like I said, we speak healing, you know, to your back. And I'm really, really, really glad that you shared that, because a lot of people do not like to admit that there's some other stuff going on, you know, besides sickle cell, but you're covering up with sickle cell. So, you know, you've been in an accident or, you know, other things. Get those things taken care of. Don't feel about yourself. You know, don't just chalk it all up with sickle cell, because we are still, you know, natural human beings, and other things can take place. And so I want people to be aware of that, you know, especially an accident. A car accident is one of those things that, if you don't get healed and believe in divine healing and get therapy and different things sometimes, then years later you're still experiencing pain from that accident, you know. And I want people to be aware of that. So thank you so much for coming on our show today. We appreciate you and everything that you do for the sickle cell community. Now let me ask you this before we go. Would your health and wellness plan help people with other diseases?
Yeah, I've put together information for people with diabetes. I've spoken to people with cancer that no longer have cancer, that basically they went, you know, they took a certain health route and they cured themselves of cancer. I've helped people with high blood pressure, just minor things like achy joints, things like arthritis. So the information is pretty general. Anyone that wants to lose weight, anyone that you know, wants to just eat healthier, generally just eat healthier. I mean, the information is it's common. It should be common knowledge to every person. So it can help any and everybody.
Amen. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'll get with you so I can get some information from you.
I'm excited to speak for in May, and so I want to have information for those people to stay on that system, to sell that, you know, this show is about healing in every area, for every disease, you know, back pain, the blood disease, for shit, the healing of all. So I thank you for being a part of this, and natural healing and wellness. I'm very excited about that.
Posting and sharing more of the information that you have given me this morning, because
family would consider your sister, because what we have to prove to her is our original of her mind a few years ago. Well, not even a few years, a couple years ago. You know, I got really, really sick. My family overdosed me in the hospital, and it just seemed like I was having a hard time recovering. But even through that, I began to pray God to the Lord, and I began to tell him that teach me how to love myself like you love me. And so when we truly love ourselves, then we're going to treat our bodies right, because, yes, we're spirit, but we live in this body, and we got to take care of this body. So, you know, when she really is ready to live, when she really loves herself, then she's going to change her mind, and she's going to eat right. She's going to put the right food, put the right things in her body.
Hey.
So I want you to pray us out one more time. And pray for, make sure you pray for TJ's back and mine as well. And
we're going to go home. And thank you again, TJ. I appreciate it. There will be a replay after we go off the air in the next 10 minutes. And so people will be able to listen to this whole show. It's going to be about an hour and a half today, but it's been a blessing. And thank you all. Give us a few minutes, I mean, just a few seconds of prayer and pray us out. And this will be the end of our show. And thank you all.
Amen.
Ready your prophet angel. Let's have a super Saturday. Come on, Pastor Sykes.
Amen. Father, we give you thanks, Lord, for this time. We give you thanks for Prophet Angel and the mighty work that she's doing in your name, Lord, for healing and for the people who need you so desperately, Father God. We give you thanks for TJ as well, Lord God, and that you continue to give both of them, Lord, the resources, Lord God, the financial increase that they may continue to do your work, Father God. I pray for healing over Brother TJ in his back, Lord God, that you begin to touch him and that you begin to heal him and that even his mind believe right now that he will be healed without a shadow of doubt in the name of Jesus. I pray for the prophetess, Father God, if any healing that she needs, Father God, any needs that need to be met on her end, I pray for that right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for everybody that's going to hear this show. I pray for healing over them, Lord God, healing over their sicknesses, healing over their mind, healing over their finances, Father God. And we just lift your name up right now. I just give you thanks right now for this platform, for the resources that you are already setting in place and setting in line for both of these people, beautiful people of God, Lord God, that just seeks to help people, that seeks to have the heart of Christ and to do for people, Lord God, and to see people healed and to see people come out of their sicknesses and out of their bondages, Father God. We just lift your name up, Father God, and just pray for everybody that will hear this, Lord God. We pray for their families, Lord God. We pray for their healing, for their increase, Father God. We pray for miracle money, miracle healing, miracle finances, Father God, changing up the heart, changing up the mind. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your will be done with these mighty, mighty people of God, mighty kingdom people. And we come here, Lord God, and we are not accepting no for an answer, because your Bible says, and you, Lord God, every answer is yes. That's what your scripture says, Lord God. So we're not accepting no for answer, Lord God. We're accepting yes in the name of Jesus, because he won the victory thousands and thousands of years ago, Lord God. So we praise you and we give you thanks and we lift your name up. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Have a super, super
Amen.
Saturday. God bless you.